We look forward to speaking to you a little later on, Cian. Right now it's 20 minutes past seven.
And a reminder that today is the last day to register to vote. Check theregister.ie. More on that later. It's day five of campaigning officially in the general election. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with us. Morning, Micheál. What happened on day four?
Well, day four really was centred mainly on the Fianna Fáil manifesto. Was the big policy document that was launched. 900 items there in total. I suppose one of the big ones was bringing the state pension up to €350 along the way. Fianna Fáil say if they get returned to government the next time, there's that pledge to on housing to be building up to 60,000 homes over the course of the period from 2030 onwards. And one piece that seemed to generate some controversy along the way was the fact that Fianna Fáil said it would decriminalise those caught in possession of drugs if it was for personal use. Now, the language around that in the manifesto was fairly broad. Later last night, though, the party indicating that it probably wouldn't apply to Class A drugs like cocaine and heroin. Interesting, through the day that you saw over and back from Fine Gael on the Fianna Fáil manifesto criticism, the deputy leader of Fine Gael, Helen McEntee, saying that it was dreamt up on the back of a matchstick box and that had bizarre costings within it. Fianna Fáil seemed to be taken aback at that, saying that she clearly hadn't read the document. And as well, when it came to that drug proposal, Barry Ward, the senator, describing it as astonishing. So I think this is going to be obviously a dynamic of the election where you see the parties trying to part for a while at least. And I suppose that is grist to the mill in relation to that.
Yes, that Fine Gael versus Fianna Fáil divide, how's that going so far?
Well, it's there and it's probably going to intensify, but the parties do need to do that. And I think that is going to be particularly relevant when it comes to those big debates between the three people who stand the best chance of becoming Taoiseach, Mary Lou MacDonald, Simon Harris and Micheál Martin. Because if you think back to the last such debates, there was even a difficulty then for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and it was only after Confidence and Supply to show that they were distinctly different. So I think the rhetoric around this, if anything, is going to be ratcheted up, and you're going to see that over and back, those exchanges between the parties becoming more fiery.
Housing, a debate last night on the Upfront with Katie Hannan programme. What happened?
Yeah, that was a debate that was fairly extensive. It did look at all the major issues facing housing. I suppose if there is one major point of contention there that is likely to rumble through this election, it is that focus on the Sinn Féin proposal around affordable housing and who owns the land on which the homes will be built. Sinn Féin very clear that it does lie still in the ownership of the state, but you can get a mortgage for it and you can do what you want with that property and you can leave it to your children too. Ono Bren saying that he has had discussions with the banking groups on that and is confident on that point. However, the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, and the Public Expenditure Minister in particular as well, also zoning in on that point, saying things aren't absolutely clear on that one about would the banks be willing to lend or not. I think that is going to be a key focus, as well as that Ivana Bacic, the Labour leader, talking about the need for a state construction company, that one of the big ideas from Labour to try to get homes built.
What's happening today, Micheál?
Well, today the Green Manifesto is going to be published today. One of the big items in that is a €10 billion proposal, €7 billion of which would come from the Apple tax money, €3 billion from other sources. And it's about starting major public transport projects like Dart Plus, Metrolink as well. And it's also talking about rail projects in Waterford, Limerick, Galway and Cork. As well as that, there will be a focus from Fine Gael on inheritance tax. Simon Harris will be campaigning in the Midlands later. There was changes in the budget on that. Fine Gael are saying there's more changes needed. So it wants to bring that threshold, that tax-free threshold around inheritance up to 500,000 for children, 75,000 for siblings and 50,000 for others. The Social Democrats today will launch their election campaign. Labour is going to set out how it would use the Apple tax money, and it would put a bulk of it, about €7 billion into housing. And again, it's that state construction company, and about €6 billion and then for climate, while Sinn Féin will be focusing again on its affordable housing proposals.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. More on that housing debate and more from Limerick later in the programme.